And we are glad in it. Once again, this is Pastor Raymond from The Poor, the place of unrestricted release. And it is an honor to have been asked to support and be a part of your 60 for 60 prayer initiative and focus. Certainly, I give honor, respect, and much love to your leader, Apostle Ava Bethel. Much gratitude to you and to those that serve in ministry and in the work of the Lord. I thank God for you all as well. And all of the those that are the vessels of Sent Miami. So much greetings to you all. As I was really beginning to meditate on and just beginning to seek the Lord on what to share this morning, wasn't so much about what to share in a teaching framework, but more into or more so connected to what did he want me to intercede on behalf of the people for, and what did he want me to, how did he want that to be communicated? And so one of the things that really came to me very strongly is this, people of God, is to stay the course. I heard the Lord concerning the steadfastness of our posture, and finishing strong. You know, we've heard that term previously, finish strong. The Lord is really saying to stay the course and to finish. Really begin to acknowledge where you are and where you are projected to be, where he has an end for you, whether it be at the conclusion of your 60 for 60, whether it be at the conclusion of a particular season that you're in. There is an encouragement to you this morning to stay the course and to finish strong. So there are a couple of scriptures that I want to share for you. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Also, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, and in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And so, the word of the Lord reads in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compressed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." The joy, right? For whom? For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do what? Faint not. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day. And the last scripture, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. This is one that I'm really going to talk about a little bit as well. The word of the Lord says, "But they that what wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want you to know one of the things, one of the prophetic releases that the Lord gave me coming into the year of 2026 is the notion of renewal. He's renewing us. He's taking us back to a place of newness. He's taking us back to the place where we have initially started our journey to be, and the passion and the desire to drive, the thrust that we've had. So there is a renewal in our hearts. He's renewing our strength. He's renewing our faith. He's renewing these areas in us that caused us to be lackadaisical, to have stopped a pursuit. And so this is an important area that I know that the Lord is really speaking to his body, even in this season. The concept and the perspective of being renewed, and for those that allow the renewal process to take place, there will be an outcome. And that outcome will speak to the ability to overcome, the ability to rise above. This is why Scripture now says they will mount up with wings as eagles, right? And so there is a soaring that comes with those that when your strength is renewed, there comes an ability to soar over situations. There is an ability now to accelerate even inside of what your task, your assignment is in the earth. There is an ability now where there won't be weariness, there won't be fatigue, because what happens is supernatural strength, that weight on the Lord shall renew their strength. And that renewal comes from the Lord. That's supernatural endurance, supernatural oversight, supernatural thrust. And you won't be able to slow down, you'll be able to accelerate. And so I want to encourage us all this morning that in the renewal of you being connected and pursuing the Lord, here we'll see now that you're going to finish strong. But there comes a place where you have to stay the course. You cannot be weary. You cannot waver. There comes to a place where there has to be stability. There has to be consistency. This is where Galatians chapter 6:9 comes in. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap. Here's the goal: if we faint not. But in order not to faint, if we're doing things or operating in our own ability, our own intellect, our own capacity, we'll see now that weariness will absolutely set in. Weariness has no other option but to settle, because we're doing it in our own strength and our own ability. This is where the Scripture says, "What I can do all things, how? Through Christ." He does what? Strengthen me. So if we embrace the renewal of the Lord, the strength of the Lord, then we know that we are able to sustain inside of the calling of the Lord. We have to know that when we're going through, and as we are walking through the process of overcoming, in a place where we're walking into taking in the fullness of our the task or assignment that we've been called to on the earth, God doesn't send us without giving us the necessary tools to fulfill the assignment. And sometimes the tools that comes with the assignment is instantaneously. Sometimes the tools come over time, comes because it worketh out in you, it works out in you to fulfill and to do the call of the Lord. So what I want to say to you in addition, three things. One, I want you to understand And I want you to grab a hold, and this is going to be, though, this is really going to be the direction of my prayer focus this morning, is that you're staying strong, you're staying focused, and that you're going to finish strong what the Lord has set before you. So due season, I want you to get this. This is the first point, that due seasons belong to those who refuse to faint. So if you make a decision that you're not going to give up, and this is coming from Galatians chapter 6, if you make a decision that I'm not gonna give up, you know, your due season. We've heard that often. Your due season, that's the conclusion, the time of the manifestation. It is the maturing of your due season belongs to you. Why? Because you've chosen not to faint. You've chosen to finish strong. You've chosen to remain consistent. And so Galatians now gives us both a promise and a condition. It speaks to the fact that what? Let us who not be weary in well-doing. That is the condition. But here's the promise. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Okay, so it provides, the reaping is the promise, and the fainting now becomes, guess what, optional. You have a choice, right? You have a choice. How do you intend on finishing? Huh? Are you going to let it go? Lord, this is too much. Again, because we haven't allowed him to renew us. We haven't allowed him to strengthen us. Where do you rest? Where do you settle in this place? I don't want to get too excited, because I think I could probably teach, you know, for another 20 minutes, but I don't have that kind of time. But I want you to take that away. Let that be your takeaway. So many people stop before before breakthrough can manifest. Many people stop before that. I encourage you not to. I encourage you to know that in the time when, in the hardest moment, it is that's when it's often the moment of your reaping to, you know, that's when the manifestation is going to come. Stay the course. Stay locked in. I want to give you this next point. This next point says is that, listen, we already know, we've heard it before, the race is fixed, but the pace requires our patience. We have to make sure that we stand in the place that what does it say? Hebrews chapter 12, let us what? Run with patience. The race that is set before us. And so we see here that this is very, very crucial, because at the end of the day, the race is already set. God already set it before us. He already knows the direction. He already knows the outcome. We all, in our culture, we love race. We love track and field. Right, we love track and field, and when we get on the track field, you know, we already know the specific type of race that's coming. You know if you're going to be running the 100, you know if you're running the 200, you know if you're running the 4x4 relay. You know, everybody now knows the line that they are assigned to. You know, so you have the aspects of the race that's already set. It's already determined. If you're going to run the 800, you know, it's already identified. It's already put before you. But at the end of the day, it is the racer that determines the outcome. So whether, you know, someone is running a 100, you know, that's the famous race, running the 100 and how who's the fastest. But if you're running a 100 and you decide to jog while everybody else is sprinting, well, guess what? The outcome of the race is determined upon you, or the racer. The outcome of the race is determined based on how much effort you put. I guess, and here's another aspect of it. They can give you the mark to run, but once that marker starts, guess what? You can either run or you can stay right where you are. So you don't even start the race, even though the race is already set before you. There still comes a responsibility for the one that's in the race to perform in the race. Now, there are those that run marathons, and there are those that run these, you know, 5K, 10K, you know, long distance type of cross county running, racing. To them, a sprinter can't keep up with them because they're trained for short distances, huh? But those that run the long races, they're trained, they're conditioned to endure until the end. Let me encourage you to endure until the end. Why? Because the race is already fixed. I want you to know that this really comes to a place now where it allows you, where you can't change the race, but you can certainly control how you react, how you respond. You can definitely control the pace. You can definitely create the outcome that you desire, you know, and so let that be a takeaway and a home for you to land and to rest on. All right, so finishing strong, here's the good thing about it. Finishing strong is now you, your faith being maintained under the pressure or under the aspects of what you have to complete or to endure or to the task that's set before you. So I want that to be the last point for you today before I begin to pray out these prayer initiatives that I have concerning you finishing strong. Is the fact that that is now your faith being maintained. That is your faith being built. That is your faith being encouraged. That is your faith being fortified. The word of the Lord tells us that I have fought a good fight and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, right? And so this is now where we're in a place where our faith begins to become fortified. So Paul, in this regard, he begins to connect these three verbs, these three verbs he speaks about: fight, fought, finish, and kept. And so, you know, fight does not steal your faith. The race did not, you know, distort his belief, right? So at the end of the day, it is a place now where we begin to understand that I got to put up some kind of fight. I can't lay down and I can't just sit back and let the enemy run roughshod and do what he wants to do and to allow him to invade my mind and my heart and my spirit and to cause there to be weariness and waving back and forth, you know. So Paul said, I had to fight. So the fight didn't steal his faith, but what it did is that it caused it to be endured. It caused it to be strengthened. And he speaks to the idea of finishing. He says, finishing strong, I finished this race. I finished my course, the race that was already set before him. So finishing strong is not about being tired. It is about being, you know, intentional to make sure that you're fulfilling what God has called and put you in the earth to do. So many may start, but they don't finish. And don't be that one that won't finish strong. But I want it to be something that begins to encourage you, and more that you go into the next level, from one level to the next. It begins to encourage you, and it begins to strengthen you. I pray that these prayer points and these areas that I have brought to you, these points this morning, have really begun or have touched you, and have caused there to be a level of awareness and a level of ownership to what is before you. So, Father God, I first give you praise. I give you honor, and I give you glory. I pray, Father, this morning for your mighty work, your hand being orchestrating our lives. I thank you, Father, that this morning you're bringing us to a place, Heavenly Father, where our connection and our tie-in with you solidifies, that God, the renewal that you're doing inside of our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. I thank you, God, that you, Heavenly Father, are our Lord, and that you care for us to even the fact to bring us to a place of understanding that, God, that we need to be anchored in you. Thank you, God, that you love us so much that you desire to give us insight to know that it is upon us to finish what you put before us, and not to be weary, not to be swayed to the left, not to be swayed to the right, but, Father, to be here and to be functioning as you called us to do. So, Father, I pray now for spiritual stamina. Father, where there is a spiritual fatigue, where we're not properly conditioned, we're not properly ready, Father, I pray that we continue, that God, to grow in you, to understand that according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that we can do all things through you, through Christ, who strengthens us. Father, renew us with your strength. Heavenly Father, not our own ability, God, for we can do nothing without you. I pray now in the name of Jesus that, God, that you cause us, that God, to begin to be renewed with such supernatural strength, God, that we are able to now soar as eagles. We are able to mount up, that God, not only soar, but we're able to see far. We're able to see distance. Heavenly Father, we're able to see that, God, that finish, that God, even before we get there. I pray in the name of Jesus that, God, that we, God, move into a place and into a position of spiritual stamina, that we don't get weary. I pray against weariness now in the name of Jesus. Those that feel like it's too heavy, those that feel like it's too much, those that have even said it doesn't take all of that, I pray now in the name of Jesus that we understand that the power that you have placed in us, that the ability to overcome, the ability, Heavenly Father, to stand strong in the name of Jesus, be placed into our foresight and our forefront in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we understand that that in our moving forward, that in our the fact that we're not weary, Heavenly Father, you, that God, will receive the glory. You will receive the honor. Your work will be fulfilled in the earth. Father, you told us in 2 Thessalonians to not be weary. Be not weary in well-doing. Father, what we are doing is well in your sight. And I pray, God, that we do it with a level of integrity. I pray that we finish, that God, with integrity. I pray that, God, that we move into a place where we manage the assignment, the will, that you purpose, the purpose you call us to in this earth. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we execute it, that we fulfill it, that God, with integrity, with supernatural insight and integrity, to know that, God, that we're handling the work with care, that we're handling it righteously, that we're handling it with clean hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray that we turn not to the left nor to the right, that, God, that we stand forward, that, God, that everything that is in us, we remove the work of the enemy, the work of the our own heart's desire, our own intellect. Father, I pray that we are transformed, that, God, from in the renewing of our mind, not to for it to be an understanding of what we are able and capable of, but, God, that we know that we do it according to your plan, your direction. I pray now for focus. I pray, God, now that we're focused within the course of this race. I pray that we are focused, that, God, to endure to the end, to stay strong, to stay the course, Heavenly Father, not to be distracted by things in the earth, things in the realm of our spirit, of our senses. I pray now in the name of Jesus that we are that we set our affections on the things that are above and not on the things in this earth. I pray now in the name of Jesus, that you cause us, that God, to be in a place where we are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I pray that God, that our feet be standing strong in a place where God, you, Heavenly Father, will direct a path. You are directing our movements, that God, you are directing, that God, our insight and how we are to navigate this course, how we are to walk and to move and to fulfill in the name of Jesus. I pray that God, that you cause us, that God, to be planted like a tree by the rivers of water, that we will produce fruit in season and out of season. I pray that there is a sustainability, that God, in the name of Jesus, and because we are being able to be steadfast, because we are able to be sustained in you, I pray, God, now that the spirit of quitting, of letting go, of giving up, no longer rest on our shoulders. The thought of being overwhelmed, of being suppressed, and to be the idea of not being able to finish. I pray, God, I resist it. We resist it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We say, God, we will walk in a posture of steadfastness, and we will not quit. We will not let go, Heavenly Father, even in the middle of the race. Even in the middle, huh? We will wait on you, huh? We will be of good courage, huh? And and you will strengthen our heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, that God, that we don't look at it as a being overwhelmed. We don't look at it, Father, as a place where we have been succumbed to these things that are in our before our lives, in our lives. It could be financial, it could be family, it could be our jobs, it could be all these stresses that are before us, a lack of things. God, I pray that those distractions does not cause us to get off course, but right in the middle of our fight, I pray, God, that we are renewed our strength. I pray that we are fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray now that we have the spirit of completion in Jesus' name. I pray that the spirit of completion, completing the assignment, that God falls in our hearts. I pray that it remains on our focus. I pray that it remains in our gaze. I pray, God, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. I pray that, God, even as Paul spoke to him fighting and him finishing, I pray in the name of Jesus that we grab hold of the same a concept of the assignment. I pray, God, that we allow ourselves to stand in a place where quitting isn't an option, where we stand in a place where our faith is renewed, our faith is strengthened, our faith is fortified. Why? Because it is our goal to endure. It is our goal to finish. It is our goal to please our Father. It is our goal to be confident. It is our goal that we know that the work that you have done before us is a good work. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we will do it until your return. I thank you for it now. I pray, God, that we find joy in it. I pray that we find joy in it. I pray that the joy of the Lord is our strength. As we endure, as we are working out the work, I pray that we find joy in fulfilling the work of the Lord. Finally, God, I pray that we move into a place where we finish strong. I pray, God, that we look at ourselves, that we lose not our focus. God, that we lose not our hope in you, and we lose not, dear God, that our outcome is going to impact nations. It's going to impact those that are surrounding us and those that are called to us. And we give you, God, all the glory and all of the honor for it being done, for it being fulfilled, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. People of God, I pray that what the Lord gave to me to share with you this morning, I pray that it has touched your hearts. I pray that it is fruit that you are able to eat off today. Meditate on it. Ask yourself the questions. Challenge yourself and ask, hey, am I feeling a level of exhaustion? Am I feeling a level of overwhelmness? Am I feeling like it doesn't take all of that? Father, renew my strength. God, is it causing me to slow down in my work as a believer and in the local house of the Lord? Have I drawn back? Father, forgive me and give me spiritual stamina to move forward. I give God praise for each and every one of you. Thank you again, Apostle Abel, for the opportunity. And at this time, I turn it back over into the hands of those that are overseeing the call this morning.
Glory to God. This is Apostle Fetch. Good morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Raymond, for your report, for your yes. At this time, we're going to open the line. Before we open the line, I'm just going to respond to the teaching. Thank you. It was. I thank God for the teaching. Really powerful teaching. As I listened to the teaching and to the word, I literally felt a wind of God, like a refreshing wind, flow over me, and then I felt a wind being pushed in my back to continue to move and thrust forward in God. So I thank God just for the release of this word, the encouragement to keep going in God, and thank you for the practicality on how to keep going. So I thank you for your obedience in joining us in releasing that word. We're going to give space for any one that's on the line, pastors, apostles, prophets, anyone on the line who wants to give a response this morning to the teaching. The line is open now.
I knew Pastor Raymond was coming with the fire. I said it last night. I said it to Prophet DeMarcus last night. I said, I know Pastor Raymond is coming with the fire on this morning, and I'm so grateful. It really made me think about you. First of all, we're so in tune as to covenant ministries. We're really in tune with the voice of God, and I say that humbly. Thank you, Lord. That we have a great level of sensitivity to what he's saying to the earth, because much of what you released here on today, we literally have been just trekking through, you know, day by day. And it really made me think about something that my spiritual father used to say to us all the time when I was growing in God, and I'm still growing in God, but, you know, when it was my early years, he used to tell the congregation, you all are great sprinters, but you're poor marathon runners. And that statement always stuck with me because it revealed a pattern that most believers have to confront every single day, that we will start with zeal, that we rely a lot on inspiration. We rely a lot on zeal, right? We rely a lot on intensity. But finishing requires another kind of strength. Finishing is going to demand that endurance that you talked about. It demands that. So that means you have to have a discipline. And mm-hmm. since for about a year, I've been in the gym like consistently. You know, I would go to the gym like before, but I wouldn't be consistent. I would start and stop, just what we do in this race. I would start, I would be like, you know, like how everyone else is in the beginning of the year. Yeah, I'm going to get in that gym, and I'm going to, and then our, the little choo-choo train, I think I can, and we give out along the way. But when you discipline yourself to not just rely on inspiration, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being inspired, But when you discipline yourself that when the inspiration isn't there, when you aren't motivated to go, to do, that is when that other type of strength, the strength of endurance, got to kick in, because you're not going to always be motivated and you're not going to always be inspired.
Absolutely.
And I do believe that this is a word that has to be consistently taught and preached and kept before the people. And even though you may be tired of hearing it, and maybe we're even tired of saying it, because for some of us that are leading, that look back or look on the side of us and see the same people, I think I can. It's like we get tired too. You know, we do, but we cannot stop. We have to keep going, and we need each of us to continue to push the other, be our brother and our sister's keeper, and push the other to keep going, because we have a mission that we have to accomplish. I'm so appreciative of this word that has come from you on today, Pastor Raymond. Thank you so much just for being in tune, being connected to the ear, to the mouth of God, your ear connected to the mouth of God, and releasing this word. And I know that all of us that are here, and I'm going to give everyone the opportunity to speak for themselves, but I'm assured that we all needed what you released on today. So thank you so very much, brother. I love you. Thank God for you.
Thank you. I love you too, my sister.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Prophet DeMarcus, good morning to everybody. I want to thank Pastor Raymond for such a well-needed pour. And I echo the sentiment of Apostle Ava in that it is so timely, and it is so it was a teaching for the season that we are in, which is a season of alignment. And I think one of the greatest ways to be aligned is to be set in the renewal of God. And I want to confirm that wind that Apostle Fashionette was feeling as she was giving words was indeed the breath of God, because as Pastor Raymond was praying, I heard the Lord say that he was breathing on the dry places that felt dry, the places that felt dry and the places that felt forgotten and the places that felt fatigued. And what we thought was ending was only entering incubation, the Lord said. And he said that he was renewing our strength and our clarity and even our conviction. And I heard the Lord say that heaven is exchanging our weariness for endurance, and the confusion that we once had is going to then turn into strategy, and the heaviness that we once had will all also turn into fresh oil. I heard the Lord say that he was renewing our mind, breaking cycles of overthinking and restoring peace. He was renewing our vision, that what looked blurry will become focused again, that he was renewing our fire. The passion will return without pressure. And what he was renewing also is our authority, I heard the Lord say, and that we will move with confidence without apology. And so I want to thank God for the wind, for the fire, for the oil, that is being refreshed in this hour, in this season. And I want us to be in a posture that as God is renewing us, that we expect fresh ideas, and we be in a posture of expecting restored joy and strategic connections and supernatural stamina, even for the spiritual things of God, even for the things of the soul, because the Lord says that he is making us new again. But this time, he's going to do it with wisdom. And so I thank you, Pastor Raymond, for giving us such a strong, well-needed word. I feel hydrated in the realm of the Spirit, and I thank God. Amen. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else would like to share, would like to give a response? Thank you so much, Apostle Abram and Prophet DeMarcus, for sharing this morning and confirming. We're going to continue to allow anyone who has a response to come forward at this time. Okay, but if we don't, we're going to go ahead and move into our announcements before we close out. Again, thank you so much, Pastor Raymond, just again for your teaching, for your obedience, for your prayer, for being with us today. We truly appreciate you just allowing God to use you this morning. Just to continue on, we're continuing on in our 60 for 60 initiative. Ensure that you all join us again today at 12 noon. We'll be back here on the line corporately to hear what the Lord has to say and to pray as we continue to move forward in this initiative. Also, we invite everyone out for this coming Sunday, our encounter morning. We will have our encounter morning this Sunday, and we invite everyone out. Ensure that you share this information with your networks. Apostle Ava is actually going to begin taking us through a training for intercessors, and we know that all of us are called to a level of intercession. So I'm excited about it. So I just want you to get excited about it. So we're going to say whoop, whoop, whoop in the voice of my sister, Prophet Zeporia, about this training that is coming up. So please know that training is in session at St. Miami for our encounter morning. Again, we start sharply at 5 a.m. We're there at 4 for prayer. But come out, invite, send it to a ministry of intercessors that you know, and join us this Sunday. Also, we have coming up March 6th, our very own Uncle Prophet DeMarcus. His birthday is coming up next week, but we will be celebrating him on March 6th for his birthday, and also as a means of a send-off celebration as he's getting ready to transition to Texas coming soon. So we invite everyone out to come out and celebrate Prophet DeMarcus on March 6th. There is no particular dress code, but his favorite color is blue. So if you want to celebrate him in that way, you can wear blue. I believe Apostle Ava has released the information on the website, but if it's not on the website, please know that you will receive all of the details coming soon. Ensure that you are subscribed to our website, or you're subscribed to our text message line, so you can receive that information. And continue to know that we have all of these calls recorded, our 60 for 60 initiative. You can go back and listen to the playbacks from day one. All of the recordings, of course, didn't make it to be recorded. However, the majority of the teachings and prayers have been recorded. So you can go to our website, www.stmiami.com, and find the recordings there. And if you desire to listen to this recording, please allow it 24 hours to be uploaded on our website. And I believe that is all the announcements that we do have right now. If not, Apostle Ava, I'll allow you to come forth if I missed anything.
You didn't miss anything. I just wanted to add what you did say on this morning. Going back to what she said about this Sunday encounter mornings, for those of you that have joined us for encounter mornings, you know, we have intercession and we have worship through song. This Sunday is going to be just a bit different because we are going to be training, as she mentioned, but we're going to be training specifically on spiritual mapping. Those of you that have businesses, I really want to implore you to be in the space, because we are going to be not only teaching on spiritual mapping, but really giving you strategy around how you can spiritual map specifically for your business. So we want to give you the actual target. We're specifically at, sending this information to those that we know are intercessors at their church, intercessors just in the region, but this class is for everyone. And as Apostle Fash said, we are all called to intercede. We all have different jurisdictions. We are all in a different space when it comes to intercession, meaning in our journey. Some of us are in our beginner stages, some are in the middle, but wherever you are, we want you to be in this space if you're able to make it, so that you can receive not only knowledge but also wisdom that is going to be needed as you journey in your intercessory journey. So I wanted to add that and let you know specifically what we're going to be targeting in training on Sunday. And then for Prophet DeMarcus's 40th birthday and send-off party, which she mentioned, is Friday, March 6th. So we want you to mark your calendars. It's at 7:30 p.m., but I want to give you the address of where it will be. The name of the ministry, it is DeMarcus Williams. I'm going to call him. It's not quite his home church, but his spiritual father, one of his spiritual fathers, a father in the faith, and definitely a spiritual father to DeMarcus. We absolutely love him. And that's Dr. Jerome Simonette. It will be at Restoring Grace Community Church. Restoring Grace Community Church is located at 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Again, the location where we are hosting, or who's allowing us to host Prophet DeMarcus's 40th birthday and send-off party, is going to be at Restoring Grace Community Church, 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue. I've had a lot of people ask, is this a church service or what exactly is it? We're doing it in the fashion that Prophet DeMarcus would want it in. This is so him. You know, we're providing a space where all things that he loves will be in that space, which will be God, music, and leaders that are going to impart into his life on that day. So as she mentioned, there is no specific color that you have to wear, but in regards to attire, dress it on up. Come on, we're talking about Prophet DeMarcus here. You don't have to be in a ball gown or tuxedo, but dress. Put on your clothes. Amen. This is not a casual affair. This is his 40th birthday, and so we want to do it in style because he's a stylish man of God, and we want to do it in a way that speaks to who he is, right? He loves church. He loves the people of God. He loves music. And so it's going to be all things that are going to really empower, encourage him on that day. So we know that he will want you to be in that space. Thank you so much. And we hope to see you at Encounter Mornings and also at Prophet DeMarcus's 40th birthday and send-off party. Thank you so much, Apostle Fash.
No worries. Thank you, Apostle. Okay, we're going to go ahead and release the line. I pray you all have a blessed day. More grace.